Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents, as its special Christmas program, Walt Disney's enchanting Snow White, starring Gordon McRae and his celebrated guest, Dorothy Warrenshaw. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight, another memorable musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and the multitude of other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As our singing Christmas greeting to you, we have selected Walt Disney's enduring and lovely Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And I'm going to tell it to you tonight, just as I've often told it to my three children. Ready? And close your eyes and sort of dream with me. Once upon a time, there lived a lovely little princess named Snow White. Her wicked stepmother, the queen, feared that someday Snow White's beauty would be greater than her own. So she dressed the little princess in rags and forced her to work as a scullery maid. Each day, the vain queen consulted her mirror.
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty, but hold, a lovely maid I see. Rags cannot hide her gentle grace. Alas, she is more fair than thee.
More fair? Reveal her name.
Lips red as a rose, hair black as ebony, skin white as snow,
so white.
And out on the castle steps, scrubbing away, was the beautiful Snow White. As she worked, she told the secrets in her heart to her friend, the bird.
Want to know a secret? Promise not to tell. We are standing by a wishing well. Make a wish into the well. That's all you have to do. And if you hear it echo,
wait. Please don't run away. Now that I've found you, listen to what I have to tell you. Please.
With a song I come to you like a troubadour. With a simple serenade that is nothing more. I have no lute to play, no tinkling guitar. Just a song to tell you how sweet to me you are. One song, I have but one song. One song only for you. One heart tenderly beating, ever entreating, constantly true. One love that has possessed me. One love thrilling me through.
But the little princess ran into the castle, not knowing that at that very moment, the wicked queen was plotting her death.
My loyal huntsman.
Yes, your majesty.
You will take her into the forest, and you will kill her.
But your majesty, the little princess...
Silence! You know the penalty if you fail.
I understand, your majesty.
But the huntsman could not find it in his heart to kill the lovely Snow White. In the green shade of the forest, he fell to his knees.
Forgive me. I beg of you, forgive me.
I don't understand.
Quick, run away, hide in the woods, anywhere. Never come back. I cannot slay you.
Slay me? Who wishes me dead?
The queen. Now quick, child, run, go.
The night of the forest closed around Snow White. The branches clutched at her like angry arms. The eyes in the night stared at her. Each log was a crocodile. The twisting vines were twisting nightmares. The little princess fell exhausted to the ground. Shivering, she shut her eyes. And then she slept and thought of the prince and dreamed of sunshine and smiles and heard the sound of his voice.
With a smile and a song, life is just like a bright sunny day. Your cares fade away, and your heart is young. With a smile and a song, all the world seems to waken anew, rejoicing with you as the song is sung. There's no use in grumbling when raindrops come tumbling. Remember, you're the one who can fill the world with sunshine. When you smile and you sing, everything is in tune, and it's spring and life goes along. With a smile and a song.
And when Snow White opened her eyes, the forest was fresh with morning sunshine, and spring was in the air.
for the second act of Snow White in just a moment. And now, here is a Christmas message from Mr. William T. Farrisee, president of the Association of American Railroads.
Before the week is out, America and the world once more will have celebrated Christmas. The celebrations will be in many and varied forms, but in all the ways in which mankind observes the birth of Christ, there is one thing in common: their emphasis on the family ties, which are so close and so strong at this season. For Christmas is the great family festival. And perhaps through these family gatherings in so many lands, there may be foreshadowed the coming of the family of mankind, the coming of the day when man's great inventions shall be turned from the ways of war to those of peace. In the year that has passed since the Railroad Hour's Christmas broadcast of 1952, the guns in Korea have become silent. And many American boys then under fire in the line have been united with their loved ones. There is new hope in the world, arising from the president's proposal for an international pool of atomic knowledge to serve mankind. And it can truly be said, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Here's Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of Walt Disney's Snow White, starring Gordon McRae and Dorothy Warren Scholl.
Now Snow White looked around in the forest for a place to stay. As she turned to her friends for advice, the birds and the bunnies and the bashful chipmunks.
I really feel quite happy now. I'm sure I'll get along somehow. Everything's going to be all right, but I do need a place to sleep tonight. I can't sleep in the ground like you, or in a tree the way you do. And I'm sure no nest could possibly be big enough for me. Maybe you know where I could stay. In the woods somewhere? You do? Will you take me there?
So the birds led the way and Snow White followed them until they reached a place that looked just like a dollhouse.
Hello? May I come in? I guess there's no one home. Oh, it's adorable. What a cute little chair. There are seven little chairs. There must be seven little children. And from the looks of the place, seven untidy little children. Cobwebs everywhere. And dust. What a pile of dirty dishes. I know. We'll clean the house and surprise them. Then maybe they'll let me stay. Now, you animals wash the dishes while you tidy up the room. And you? Yes, you. Clean the fireplace. What's that you say? Yes, you. Well, that's better. Now I'll use the dustcloth. Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and stop right in and whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, let it bother you. Forget your troubles, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work. Now you squirrels, sweep the room with your tail.
Just whistle while you work.
You mustn't sweep it under the rug.
Put on that grin and stop that in to whistle loud and long. Just have a merry tune.
Oh, you're all doing a wonderful job.
Oh, do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song.
When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble, try to be just like a
cheerful chickadee and whistle while you whistle. Come on, get smart.
Come on, get smart.
Tune up and start.
Tune up and start to whistle while you whistle.
Well, it took Snow White and her friends all day to clean the house. When it was all spick and span, she went up to the bedroom, and there she found seven tiny beds. She fell so fast asleep, she didn't even hear the seven little men as they marched home from work. And, of course, you know what they were singing.
We dig, 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 dig in our minds the whole day through. To dig, 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 dig is what we like to do. And while we dig, we always sing.
When you dig, there ain't a better thing than a tune.
Than a tune, you can whistle.
Troubles go, just keep on singing all day long. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho,
hi ho,
hi ho. For if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong with a hi, hi ho. Positively can't go wrong with a hey,
hey
and a ho.
Hi, ho.
Look, our house. The ledge light. The light switch.
Chimney.
Door's open. Chimney's smoking. Something's in there.
Maybe a ghost.
Or a goblin.
A demon.
Or a dragon.
Mark my words, there's trouble a-brewing. Felt it coming all day. My corn hurt.
We'll squeak up, sneak up on it.
Look, the floor's been swept.
The window's been washed.
Why, the whole place is clean.
There's dirty work afoot.
Something's cooking. Smells good.
Don't touch it, you fools. It might be poison.
Look what's happened to our stable, our table.
Flowers. Goldenrod.
Take it away!
Seven dwarfs finally got up their courage and climbed upstairs to find the monster, who was fast asleep.
Look!
Why, she's beautiful. Just like an angel.
Angel, huh? She's a female, and all females is poison. They're full of wicked wiles.
What are wicked wiles?
I don't know, but I'm agin them.
She's getting up.
Oh, dear. I wonder if the children are... Oh, well, you're little men. How do you do?
How do you do what?
Oh, you can talk. I'm so glad. Well, now I've seen your names on your cups and your beds. So don't tell me who you are. Let me guess. I know you're Doc.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, that's true.
And you're Bashful.
Gosh.
You're Sleepy.
How'd you guess?
And you, you're Sneezy.
Yeah.
And you must be...
Happy, ma'am, that's me. And this here is Dopey. He don't talk none.
You mean he can't?
He don't know. He never tried.
Women. Bah.
Ah, you must be Grumpy.
We know who we are. Ask her who she is and what she's a-doing here.
Oh, how silly of me. I'm Snow White.
Snow White. Well, Snow White told them the whole story, and the dwarfs agreed to let her stay. She thought she was safe, but she did not know what the wicked queen was doing.
Magic mirror on the wall, Who now is fairest one of all?
Over the seven jeweled hills, beyond the seventh fall, in the cottage of the seventh dwarf, dwells Snow White, fairest one of all.
Snow White still lives!
With evil spells, the queen changed herself into an old hag and then prepared a poisoned apple.
One taste of this apple, and the victim's eyes will close forever in the sleeping depth. Only love's first kiss will awaken her, but she will be buried by then.
Snow White was very happy with the seven dwarfs. And every night they asked the same favor.
Tell us a story.
A true story.
A love story.
Well, all right. Once there was a princess.
Was the princess you?
Perhaps. Well, anyway, she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy. Anyone could see that the prince was charming. The only one for me.
Was he, strong and handsome?
Was he big and tall?
There's nobody like him anywhere at all.
Did he say he loved you?
Did he steal a kiss?
Oh, he was so romantic. I couldn't resist.
To let no one in the house while they were gone. But her head was so full of dreams, she could not resist an apple offered to her by an old peddler woman.
It's a magic wishing apple, dearie.
A wishing apple?
Yes. One bite and all your dreams come true. Now, girlie, make a wish and take a bite. Perhaps there's someone you love.
Well, there is someone.
I thought so. Old Granny knows a young girl's heart.
I wish that he will carry me away to his castle where we will live happily ever after.
Now, a bite of the apple. Let's see it fine, fine.
I feel strange.
Her breath will still. Ooh. Her blood congeal. Now I'll be fairest in the land.
The animals of the forest tried to warn the dwarves to rush back to save their beautiful princess. But they were too late. They did manage to chase the wicked witch through a storm to the very edge of a cliff where she plunged to her death. Then they returned to their princess. She was so beautiful, even in death, that the dwarfs could not find it in their hearts to bury her. They fashioned a bed of glass and of gold and kept eternal vigil at her side. The prince, who had searched far and wide, heard of the maiden who slept in the forest.
One song my heart keeps singing. One
happened to Snow White? Is she asleep?
Nobody can ever wake her up.
There is a way. One way. Snow White. Snow White. Let my love awaken you.
What are you going to do, Prince?
Hey, he's kissing her.
She's moving.
Yeah, she's waking up. She's putting her arms around him.
Hey, fellas, maybe that love stuff ain't so bad after all.
Snow White kissed them all tenderly. Doc, happy, sneezy, bashful, dopey, sleepy. And Grumpy even kissed back. And then the prince swept her into his arms, onto his white horse. And they rode off into the sunburst sky toward a castle that seemed to be made from clouds. And I'll bet you'll never guess what happened then. Why, they lived happily ever after. Dorothy Warren Shaw will be back in just a moment. And meanwhile, our thanks to Eleanor Audley, Polly Bear, Dawes Butler, Arthur Q. Bryan, Jerry Hausner, Sam Hearn, Isabel Jewell, and to our entire company. Snow White, based on the Walt Disney production, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. You know, folks, Walt Disney has a new surprise for us. Come February, we'll be seeing his all-live-action picture, Rob Roy, The Highland Road, starring Richard Todd and Glynis John. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. Now, on behalf of the Railroad Hour family, the entire cast, and all those who have a hand in writing, producing, and directing our show, as well as myself, let me wish you and your loved ones the very merriest of Christmases.
That goes for me, too, Gordon. And just a final word. You know, the greatest lift in the daily lives of our fighting men overseas is to receive letters at mail call. From relatives, friends, neighbors, employers, or members of their company, church, union, or club. Getting letters regularly is essential to their morale. So please, write frequently to the overseas servicemen you know personally. It will help a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Marvin.
Gordon, this was a wonderful way to begin Christmas week.
Well, Dorothy, they can put you in my Christmas stocking anytime.
And you can be my Prince Charming anytime you like.
Boy.
What's on the show tray next week, Gordon?
Well, it's year's end, Dorothy, and so we're going to remember the most exciting musical moments from a glorious year. Dorothy Kearson will be here to help us review the highlights of 51 Railroad Hour weeks in 53. And, by the way, we're expecting you back again, Dorothy, early in February.
Well, until then, Merry Christmas and Happy 1954.
Well, thank you, and the same to you, Dorothy. Many Happy Christmases, and, by the way, to all of you folks.
All aboard!
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. So until next Monday night, on behalf of the other members of the cast and of the American Railroads, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
Gordon McRae can be seen in Three Sailors and a Girl in Technicolor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. So goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. A portion of the preceding program was transcribed. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Tonight, the voice of Firestone features Eleanor Steber on the NBC Radio Network.